Delivery Principles, your source for our software delivery principles at Worldwide Technology. The Delivery Principles Announcement and Introduction.
Hi. I've talked in previous videos about our growing need for standards, but not the kind of standards that tell you exactly what to do. We created the customer interface last year as a way to guide our teams to make sure that they were providing the fundamental coverage that was needed for our customers while still giving them the freedom to make decisions about how best to apply that coverage. We want to do the same thing with our delivery teams. Over the years, I've been told numerous times that someone was told to do something because it was the asynchrony way. Well, my response to that has always been, I don't even know what the asynchrony way is. I don't understand how someone could decide that they know what is the asynchrony way. So what we'd like to do is put together a list of guidelines that our teams can follow, which will essentially represent our way while still giving those teams the freedom to decide what to do and how to apply it in any given situation. Today, there's nothing stopping a team from deciding not to pair program, or not to use test-driven development, or not to use continuous integration. While I'm confident that those practices have a lot of value and have served us well over the years, I'm also convinced that they may not be applicable in every single situation. But what I'm not okay with is a team dropping one or more of those practices and then not replacing them with something that provides the same value that we've seen those practices provide over so many years. The problem is that there's really no guidance on what's expected around here, and that's what we want to change. The customer interface autonomy team got together recently with some key members of delivery teams to discuss how we could reasonably fill this gap. What we ended up doing was starting with the 12 Agile principles and then just taking a fresh look at them to think about how they could be used to provide guidance and accountability for our delivery teams. We changed some words on some of them to make them fit us better. We removed some that were either out of the team's control or seemed redundant somehow, and we even added one. We ended up with 10 statements, which we're currently calling the Asynchrony Delivery Principles. The customer interface team is now in the process of providing content around those principles, similar to what we did for the customer interface, that provides an explanation, acceptance criteria, recipes, and other information to help our teams truly use them to hold themselves accountable. So over the coming weeks, I'm planning to make a video about each of these principles to describe each one in more detail, how we came up with it, what the reasoning is behind it, what we'd like to see teams do. Our hope is that this provides an opportunity to learn more about our thinking and why we put these together, and also so that we can get some feedback and just make sure that everybody has buy-in to what we're trying to accomplish. Watch out for these videos and more opportunities to learn about the content in the weeks to come. Thanks.